Well, good morning and welcome to day 10 of NAPOD POMO. It is Thursday, in fact, the 10th of November, and at the time of recording, it's about 7:15 in the morning. Now, I'm very interested and very intrigued by the response to yesterday's NAPOD POMO when I was talking about the US election and my involvement in politics. I deemed it to be a fairly contentious and potentially controversial subject. And the level of response I got to that episode doesn't really display that, because I got none. So I don't know whether that's because people are avoiding the subject of politics, which I was expecting, or whether people are still kind of reeling from yesterday's results. I don't know. But anyway, doesn't matter. I hope you're all well. On today's show, it's going to be probably a very quick one, because I'm going to revisit day 7. Yes, okay. On day 7, I told you about my work and my involvement with data and databases. Later on in day 7, I got a response from Yannick asking me to be a bit more specific about the kind of database technologies that I was using. On day 8, I responded to that and said, I'm not going to go into too much detail about that, so I'll take it up with Yannick offline, which I didn't do yet, although the opportunity hasn't really presented itself. So as a response to day 8's episode, Simon, SM2N, also responded yesterday to say, actually, I kind of would have liked to have known this as well. So message received. And I'm going to give you a very, very brief overview of the kind of databases I'm talking about. So our principal database engine at work is Microsoft SQL Server. Not a surprise. It's a fairly, is ubiquitous the right word? I'll look that up. Define ubiquitous. Yeah, that's it. So fairly ubiquitous, along with other SQL-based database engines. But because of the issues of scale, we are looking at other alternatives. So at the moment, I'm going through training on MongoDB, which is a NoSQL engine. So it's all about document storage and the use of JSON blocks. I'm going through it from a database administrator perspective at the moment, but I will, because I feel I'm missing out on stuff at the moment, be going on to the developer side as well. It's all very well understanding how to administer a database server. But to be honest with you, I'd also like to learn how to use it. So I'm going to be doing some more on that. And I will tell you, actually, the MongoDB University, which is operated by the guys at Mongo, you can get training on MongoDB from a number of different perspectives. So they do like 5 developer courses, one for .NET developers, one for Python, one for Java, etc. And they offer those free of charge. They are very much self-help courses online, but they are very good quality. And I've got, I think, 4 of them earmarked to do over the next few months. And I'm really enjoying them, actually. I have to say, we're on week 5 at the moment, of the database administrator one. And yeah, it's great fun. I'm learning a lot from it. But also, as a company, we are looking into other alternatives, such as Microsoft's Hadoop stack, which uses a lot of various different technologies, database and otherwise, to provide data storage, recollection, and insight. So I don't have much information about that at the moment, because I haven't looked into it in that much detail. But it's really a case of, we're looking at other alternatives. We're looking at other technologies to see whether we are doing things in the best way we can at the moment. I think the answer is potentially no, but it's something that, you know, we are looking at. What we're using at the moment is totally fit for purpose. It does exactly what it's supposed to. But when we look into the future and we're looking to scale outwards, we need to think about other technologies. And whilst SQL-based technology absolutely and most definitely has its place in the world, in the industry, and certainly on the web, there are other situations and other scenarios where actually it's not quite good enough. So I hope that answers the question to a better extent than it had done before when I hadn't answered it at all. Yeah, go with that. Obviously, if you've got any comments on that, then do drop me a line and let me know. So if there are any other questions you'd like to ask, then please do get in contact with me. You can drop me an email at napodpomo@thelovebug.org. Of course, you can also follow the progress of my project so far. This is day 10, people. We're a third of the way through the month, and it's brilliant. Over at thelovebug.org/pod. It's good to be back on a kind of a let's do the show first thing in the morning thing. Because the last five shows I've done have been kind of all over the place. And I would imagine that will happen again. So be aware. I think I might involve the children in an upcoming show. Something I've been thinking about. So we'll see. Theme music is by Jeff Oster, featuring Noel Rogers. You can find out more about Jeff over at his website, jeffoster.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you tomorrow.